Good morning. Happy Saturday. How is everyone today? I am so excited to be with you. My name is Tiffany Howard. If you don't know, I'm definitely not Dan and Megan Valentine, but you will get to hear from Megan a little later today. But I am excited to just spend today with you. Saturday boot camps are my favorite. And it was funny because this morning, as I was thinking about this boot camp, and just how powerful these are. And I want you to know, you know, if you are a newer coach, I know I personally have some newer coaches on here, and I'm sure some of you, if you're new, put in the chat. I would love to know if you are a newer coach, maybe if you've started in the last, like say 30 to 60 days, put that in the chat because it really does help us to know who we're talking to. Welcome, Carrie. Okay, I see a lot of you. I even see some restarts. Oh, I saw Holly started Monday. That is awesome. Okay, good. So what I'm going to share hopefully will benefit you. So I've actually been coaching now 8 years in March. I began coaching, and I will tell you that I started a boot camp right away in Optavia. So some of you, I mean, I was in my first 30 days of coaching, and I remember jumping into it. It was called a Go ED boot camp. And I went ED, executive director, through that boot camp. And a little later today, you're going to hear more of what executive director is if you are newer and how to get there. But I want you to listen. If you're not new, I want you to pay attention. I know sometimes it's easy, especially those of you who maybe are executive director, and you're like, oh, I've already learned this before. Well, I will tell you that the best thing I ever learned is you can continue to learn new things. And even I'm in a synergy group that I lead, and there's coaches. Everyone in there is a lower rank than me, yet I learn from these amazing, amazing people every single day. Y'all had to ask them yesterday if a laughing cow is a condiment or a fad. I could not remember. So I'm always learning. But the thing about today, especially first, if you're new, this is probably the most important day of boot camp. Okay. Well, you might hear us say that a lot, but this is the fundamental foundations. What we're going to teach you today is truly the way you grow this business. Put in the chat if you want to help people. Like, is that your goal, right? Do you want to change lives? I have a new client going right now, and she's on day 5 today, and she weighed and she's down 4 pounds. And it is my joy to watch her like come back to life. It's why I do what I do. And so if you want to help people, what we're going to teach you today is the most important, but here's the truth. Some of you who may be coaching, put in the chat if you've been coaching more than like a year. Okay. And you're already above executive director. We want to see that too. One, you're showing all those new people that it's possible. But it also is good for all of us to see how long you've been coaching. Yes. See some of you several years. Okay. So for all of you who've been coaching more than 5 minutes, it is going to be very easy for you to tune out on some of the things that we talk about today because you know how. But I want to tell you that there are so many of you who are missing tiny keys on each one of these things we're going to teach on. I talked to a coach who's been coaching years. She was almost a Fibic, an amazing coach, but I've been talking to her this week about her hundreds list, which we're going to talk about today, and starting conversations. And I was talking to her about follow-up, and she texted me back, and she had these big eyes, and she said, oh my gosh, I've been coaching all this time. I've never revisited a hundreds list, like never went back and talked to those people again. There are so many little keys that are being missed that make the biggest difference. So make sure today that you listen. And here's the thing. We're going to talk about something today that's very mundane. We're going to get started off with some excitement, and you're going to hear some amazing things. But as we transition into some of the action, these things are mundane. But do you know that the mundane, boring things done over and over and over again are what gets results? Somebody put amen in the chat to that. It's just like the 5-in-1, y'all. It ain't sexy eating them bars all day long, right? But that's what gets us our results, right? My habit of drinking water, I drink 32 ounces of water within 30 minutes of getting up every morning. It's not sexy. It's mundane, but it's what keeps me at my goal, right? Or pushing towards the next goal. There's actually a quote by Darren Hardy. Some of you may know him. He's wrote some amazing books that I love, but he said the path to success is through the continuum of mundane, unsexy, unexciting, and sometimes difficult daily disciplines compounded over time. And that is the epitome of this business, doing the mundane, sometimes very boring, but sometimes difficult because some of us don't really like structure. It's doing those things over and over and over again that get us results. And if you struggle with the concept of that, I would encourage, he has written a book that is probably in my top three favorite books of all time, especially in the business sense. And it's called The Compound Effect. I read that in my first 60 days of coaching and it was life-changing for me. So I encourage you to read that book if you love, and I see Dave in the chat. David and Dana, since you're in the chat, I already put it. It is an amazing book and it's a very easy read. So I would love to know in the chat too, if you have something exciting to celebrate this week, put in the chat, what are we celebrating? Were you consistent? Who has their hundreds list challenge? Who has that? Where's it at? Mine. And you're working through it. I got all my X's at the top. We're going to talk a little bit more about that today. We're going to talk about creating your hundreds list. Who was bold this week? I saw so many coaches that were bold this week with people who maybe you were in person. Maybe you're at your coffee shop or your church or the PTA or just your kid's school in the pickup line. Who actually added new people to social media that you met face-to-face? Who signed some clients up this week? Because we want to celebrate you. I see so much goodness in the chat. So to get started this morning, we're going to throw it over to someone that if you're new, you don't know him yet. You will fall in love with him. We call him the UPS driver. He was a UPS driver before he started coaching. He cries almost every time he shares because he is so ridiculously passionate about our mission. And so I'm really excited this morning to hear from Kevin Boyd as he shares with us the importance, and listen up, because the importance of your why is everything. And as you coach, some of you have been coaching a hot minute, your why maybe needs to change a little bit. Sometimes we have a why and we reach it and we don't change it. And so we struggle to continue. And so it's really important that you have a fresh why. So Kevin, will you share with us this morning?
Hey, Tiffany, thank you so much. And guys, in these boot camps, I can remember back in January 2020, I don't even remember what Tiffany was talking about, but whatever she said, it really hit me right square between the eyes, and it really helped me grow my business. So you're going to see something on these boot camps. I don't know who the speaker is, but pay attention, go back and listen to them, because somebody's going to have something to say that's going to help you grow. And today, what they want me to talk about is when you become a coach, put your heart into it. Okay. And I think that's something that when I heard the topic, I'm like, that's me. And yeah, let's go. Right. So why are you doing this? Put in the chat. Why are you a coach? Why are you doing the health coaching? Right. Why did you start on program? For me, when I became a coach, and that was day 17 in my journey, it was cost. That was my why. I wanted to help pay for my food. I wanted to help pay for my wife's program. And that was literally why I got started. But I saw when I was helping people how our amazing company blesses the socks off of us. And my why became, I need to attack some debt. How many people do you know struggle with their finances? They struggle with debt and it's just so much extra stress in their marriage. We've got something we can help people there, right? So my why became, yeah, I want to share the program. I want to offer this coaching to people too. And I had some really big dreams. You know, everybody was telling me about these opportunities. I'm like, man, there's so much I want to do with my family. I don't want to miss games anymore. So my why and my heart for this kind of changed, but it was really month three where it all changed for me. Get this ready. This is me, right? My coaches know every time I talk about a coach explorer, I go to this story. And it was a lady from California that called me. She was one of the first clients I signed up. And she called me month three crying her eyes out because she was able to put her wedding ring back on for the first time in a decade. My why became, I want to help people win with their health. I want to help people succeed and get those wins. I want to impact more lives like that because this program changes lives. Would y'all agree? And along the way, I got caught up in 2019, my first kind of full year of coaching. I got caught up in chasing rank and I got caught up in the income and I forgot why I was doing this. And so in January 2020, like I said, Tiffany said something and just clicked with me. And I'm like, this is about others. If I'm going to win, this has got to be about others. It's got to be about helping people. It's got about, you got to have a heart for these people, right? So I went back to that wedding ring story. For me to do well and bless my family, I've got to help people win, right? And this has been a blessing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I've been able to, my wife wanted to swim with sea turtles. And I can remember the first time when she saw a sea turtle, seeing her tear up in her goggles, right? I can remember my daughter wanting a dream wedding and being able to put that on for her last year and how beautiful she was. I can remember just recently, my son, we went to the Rose Bowl and him sending me a text back and saying, "Dad, I'm never going to forget this." But none of that happens if we don't put other people first, okay? So remember, everyone has a story. What's their why? We've got an awesome coach. He's too deep. His name's Bill Reagan. He's a hero, Army Ranger. And I can remember when he became a coach, specifically, he had one guy in mind. He's like, "Man, this guy could use the program so much. I want to change his life." And his name was Dan Barnes. Some of you guys know Dan. Dan lost his legs in Iraq back in 2006. Him and his wife became clients. They lost 95 pounds apiece and just rocked their journey, right? And I can remember the day Dan called me and he said, "I think I want to start walking again." That was his new why. And I can remember at the start, it was 10 feet, it was 50 feet. And then it became a 5K. And his wife ran a half marathon. And then last year at my wedding, I can remember his wife crying on the dance floor at my daughter's wedding because they're friends, they're family now with coaching, right? And she said, "We haven't danced together since his accident in 2006. There's so much we can do for people. We've got something special here." I can remember last year at Awaken, seeing a brand new coach, Allison and Scott. I think she was maybe 2 weeks in the program. I mean, baby coach, baby client. And I can remember her wanting to get out of her mobility scooter. Just like last week or the week before, she's down 100 pounds, guys. She qualified for the cruise. She brought on three coaches last month. Absolutely changing the lives, including theirs, right? So you guys just got to remember, right? People have health stories. We have to remember this. We have to have a heart to help people get healthy, okay? Now with the coaching side, I remember one of our younger coaches, a young lady, she became a coach and her why was she wanted to start a family. And she drove an hour back and forth to work, kind of a stressful job. And she's like, "I want to grow this into a way where I can start a family at home and have a successful business where I don't have to send my kids to daycare. I want to be that mom at home," right? And I can remember the day that Little River was born and she got to see that happen. And she was home with her daughter and starting that business and changing lives and doing everything she dreamed about. I remember that why. And I was so happy for her, right? So people have some goals and we can help them achieve that when we're helping them offer this to other people and grow their business too. People are hurting and need this community. There's that why when they come on the stage, right? I'll never forget the day that mom said her precious one-year-old little girl, River, had cancer. Any other job, she would have had to quit this business, right, to take care of her. But I remember how thankful she was with the business she'd grown, having that income come in while she was taking care of her little girl. I saw the support of our coach community with the prayers, with the financial blessings, with things that they did to help out, whether it was calls or whatever it was. I remember this community showing up. And I've never seen so much love from a business and a community when we heard that precious River Lou won her battle with cancer and went to be with the Lord just last year. And we're going to keep loving them. And we're going to keep showing up for them because people need this amazing community. So remember, as you're growing, remember your story. Why are you doing this? Remember your clients and your future clients, that they have a story too and that they have a why that we can help, right? Put your hearts into them. Help them win with their health. Celebrate them, encourage them. Help them achieve their coaching goals. When you put them first, Everything for you is going to come along too, okay? Help show them the family and the love that we have here in Optavia. We've got something special. People need what we have. So just remember that, guys. Hope this was a help. God bless you.
Hey, Tiffany, it's Wayne. I'll go ahead and I saw you're muted. Well, first of all, Kevin, I love that picture of you and your son at the Rose Bowl. And I think we can all say go Wolverines. And thank you for sharing. Guys, I've got to go right after Timothy and I've got to go freshen up and get myself straightened up. But Kevin, I just want to say thank you so much for your heart. I think we all needed that reminder of why we do what we do. No business building activities will occur, the mundane Tiffany talks about, if we are not inspired daily by the lives that we get to impact. So I appreciate that. Tiffany, you back or let me transition to Tiffany? Okay, I'm going to go straight to Timothy Berry. Timothy's going to pick up where Kevin left off. And so Timothy, if you'll take it from here, my brother, go for it.
Absolutely. It's good to see you, Wayne. Hey, my internet went out just the same time as Tiffany did. Isn't that interesting? Sometimes we have opposition that comes our way, and that's actually going to be something that I talk about here. But hey, it's good to be here with you guys. And Kevin, love you, man. Thanks so much for just starting us off with just connecting to the heartbeat of why we do what we do. And the first thing that I want to share about my topic today is the traits of a successful Optavia business builder. Now, for me, when I say successful, you can talk about a lot of different things. You can talk about rank, income. For me, success is defined by significance. How am I creating a significant difference in my personal life, in the lives of my family, in the lives of other? And if I shift my focus into how many clients I can get, how much money I can make to, hey, how can I bring significance to this world? Then I align my heart. I want you to say that word, align. I bring alignment to the larger purpose and mission of our community, which is to change the world one person at a time, one healthy habit at a time. So my first trait is you've got to get connected to the heart of the mission of why we are here. Because I'm telling you what, there's going to be days, and it's probably every day, that you don't want to help other people because you are mad at the person who cut you off, or your five children do not want to eat the dinner that you made, and you're triggered, right? Like, and you're like, I don't want to help other people. I want to chew somebody out, right? So we at many times in alone privately when no one else is looking, these traits will be challenged. Okay. So a part of being an entrepreneur, having an in-home business is learning these traits. So this is meaning that you may be good at some of these, but also you may have to grow in some of these. The second thing besides having a mission or a purpose is you have to learn how to follow. Put in the chat, how many of you like to dance? Okay, I love to dance. You wanna know why? I love to make other people laugh because I'm a terrible dancer, okay? And so when I get on the dance floor, I do the Carlton. I'm 5'2", so I relate to Carlton. And if you don't know who Carlton is, then go watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But my wife, it completely embarrasses her because I'm out there to be a goofball. But when she literally tried to teach me how to dance, because I'm the dude, I tried to lead her in the dance and she's like, no, you need to follow me. Is that awkward when both people who are on the dance floor are trying to lead the dance? You're stepping on each other's toes. So one of the things about you being a newer coach in this process is you have to learn how to humble yourself to follow the lead. And that lead is your sponsoring coach. It is the mentorship team that has come into your life, first and foremost, because they care about you. They see greatness inside of you. They have spent time, effort, and energy to share our mission, our value system, and to invite you to be a part of this collective community. So if you come in and say, hey, I've already done in-home businesses, or I'm a CEO of my own company, that's great that you have that experience. But also, we have wisdom and experience that we want to share and pass down to you because we want you to succeed. And what is success? Is to bring significance to this world. Okay. Number three, you have to learn to grow in empathy. Dr. A communicates that the greatest disease of all is emotional mismanagement. This is why we're having a hard time navigating our personal health. So as we're talking with people, and maybe they miss the setup of the phone call for the health assessment, or maybe your mentorship coach steps on your toes a little bit, you're going to have many opportunities to have empathy for your team, for your clients. And really, it's learning to love people. And if you've never learned how to do that, welcome to the training ground, right? And I believe that love is the most powerful force in the universe. Because what does love do? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love forgives. Love is something that is what every person is desiring and longing for. And so in this process of us loving people well, is that we have to understand that the reason why they're unhealthy is because they're in pain. There's something off in their psyche, in their emotional regulation that has caused them to go to unhealthy foods, unhealthy drink. Maybe they've never been taught. And so as they're expressing to you their painful moments, you need to have some empathy for why they're there without judgment. And sometimes that's hard because you're like, why would you do that? Like, why would you eat that? Why don't you have self-power, self-will? And you, understanding that they're in pain and asking good questions to help them connect to that pain and help them regulate that, okay? Consistency, I want you to write this down. Consistency is so important. I love tutoring, I tutor math students. And so when you're learning and working with a student who's just learning how a new concept, and if you're an educator, put in the chat, if you're a teacher, God bless you. I have no idea how you do it in our culture today in the public school system. You're amazing. You're champions. And you know, as a teacher, that the first time you bring a new concept, it's brand new information. They're not going to get it necessarily right away. So what do? You give them problems to work through to help them learn how to do this. So you're going to have a lot of health assessments. You're going to have coach explorers. You're going to have different posts that you put up on social media. You might even have an in-home gathering. The first time you do these things, they may not do as great. You need to be okay with that. You're still learning how to do this. So consistency builds work ethic. And in this process of this type of business, you may have to grow in your work ethic, because as you build your work ethic, you build capacity to help more people and to be around others. So just know that if this is going to take some consistency, and know that the results may not show right away, be patient and trust the leadership that's in your life. Okay. Number five, high communication. You need to have high communication with your clients. You need to let them know what's going on in their world to connect with them, but also with your mentorship team. I can tell you, if you ask Leanne Goff and Jackie Prock, who are my mentorship, as well as their husbands, I talk to them almost every night for a year and a half, because I personally needed that high level of communication to help me as I built this business. I think that for a lot of coaches, number six is that you need to learn how to be curious. Curious means that I'm open to be taught something new. You have to be a learner in this type of business because you don't know how to do this thing. Tiffany has been doing this for 8 years. She knows this business like the back of her hand, but she's also still growing and learning. And so when you hear leaders talk about that, it's a value system within the OptiVia community, is that we are learners. We are constantly looking to grow as a human being, as a person, as well as to learn how to maybe do this business a little bit better. Even though there are systems in place, there's always opportunities to maybe do it a little bit more efficiently, okay? I think that this is probably one of the most important traits in an OptiVia business, is learning how to regulate your personal emotions. As I shared, life happens to you, smacks you in the face. Maybe you have a container, if you don't know what that is, the mentorship will tell you, and I'm gonna do this business building activity, and life smacks you in the face, and you're getting into bed and you're like, I did nothing for my business. You're going to feel like a failure. You're going to feel shame. You're like, so a part of this process of regulating your emotions is you have to learn how to overcome disappointment. There's going to be people that tell you, no, they don't want to do this business. They're going to tell you, I don't do this program. You might have a client that's quitting. You have to learn that it really isn't about you. It's about them. And that's maybe some tougher skin that's there, but this is why the high level communication with your leadership is so important. Communicate that disappointment, what you're being challenged with at an emotional state, because it's going to help walk with you through what you're feeling in that moment. If you're a stuffer of emotions, guess what is going to come out at some point when you rip open that closet door or if you open up the carpet, right? Those emotions are there. And really, because you've been on this health journey yourself, guess what? You are in a process of healing, and heal is the first part of health. And a part of this journey is this is a safe community to begin this process of learning how to heal yourself, to heal in your mindset, your beliefs, your physical, emotional, and spiritual health. And you're going to then help those around you heal as you heal as well. Lastly, you need to learn how to be a warrior. Warriors are fighters, and warriors fight for freedom. And the first thing that you're doing is you're fighting for long-term health for yourself. You're fighting to be a present parent, spouse, those that are around you. You're fighting to break generational curses over your family's life of obesity, obesity-related diseases. And then you're fighting for your clients to break those strongholds as well. So when you understand that you're a warrior, if you try and fight by yourself, you're most likely going to get picked off, right? But when you're part of an army and a front line, then you have much more likelihood to succeed. There have been a lot of shooting stars around the world, even in this business, and they burn bright and then they fizzle out. I'd rather be an everlasting constellation that builds a team where we burn for a long time. And when that process works is that as warriors, we've got to fight for each other, fight for community, fight for our leadership. And when we are depleted and we need time for rest, know that out there that there are wounded warriors who are looking for an army to be a part of. They just might need some tender, loving care. So as ultimate warriors, I just want to say welcome to the army. Welcome to the team. Come and fight for breakthrough for yourself and for others.
So good, Timothy. So good. Everything Timothy always does is so powerful, and just appreciate you serving us today. And Timothy's so right. And apologize for the technical difficulties earlier. It just shows that, doesn't matter how long you do this, we just were not perfect. But I somehow was not the co-host anymore and I couldn't unmute myself. Technology, all technology. Thank you for Wayne for saving the day. But, Timothy is so right. And I hope you really took away from that, what do you need to work on? And some of you might be like, I need to work on all of them, right? That's okay. Start with this. Pick the one, and you can ask your leaders if you need help with this, your mentorship, because they know you probably, some of them know you better than you know yourself if you've been coaching for a minute. And go out of those, what is the one thing that will move my business forward the fastest? Right? Because they're all important, but you can't fix everything at one time, right? So what's the one thing that you're going to take away that you're going to go, I'm going to work on this? You know what you struggle with, right? And the truth is the difference between everyone successful in Optavia as a coach and everyone who's unsuccessful as a coach is that the successful people are willing to do what the unsuccessful people aren't willing to do. Y'all, it's the same with our clients, right? How come we have some clients that just slay their health journey and then some clients who don't? And I saw someone put in the chat, someone quit before Thanksgiving, right? Okay, one, of course, we have to make sure we're doing our part as their coach, that we're walking them through all the things. But at the end of the day, the unsuccessful ones, they're not willing to do what the successful ones are willing to do. And it's the same in coaching. It's consistency, right? Consistency. And we're going to talk more about that here shortly. But the king, okay, listen, if we ever want someone to train, well, actually, there's two people. If you ever want someone to train on the comp plan, if you're in my org, that's Timothy Berry, because he can make the comp plan very fun. But if you're in the Valentine org as a whole, it's hands down Wayne Pendle. I'm not one of those people who understand math. I can't stand it. When I try to learn the comp plan, when I had coaches ask me, I was like, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, Wayne makes it so fun and he makes it make sense to all of us super uneducated math brains. So if you are new around here, pay attention because he's going to teach you, how do you actually get to executive director? What does it mean? So Wayne, will you take it away?
Absolutely, Tiffany. And listen, you don't have to understand the comp plan to enjoy the benefits of the comp plan. Come on, somebody. Right. So here's what I want to do in the next 8 minutes. I want to make what can be complex concrete. I want to take something that can be a little intimidating and make it super simple. And I am now, Tiffany, thanks for the shout out. And Timothy, Kevin, man. Guys, Kevin, can I just say this, that if someone wants to explore coaching, I'm just going to do a 10-minute clip and say, watch this. And then if the answer is no, don't talk to me about coaching. So thank you. That was so good. But this idea of taking the simple, when we first became coaches, Courtney and I have been coaching for a little over 7 years. We lost 100 pounds together, kept it off, striving towards ultra health, walked the stage a couple years ago as integrated presidential directors. And so here's what we've done. We've duplicated simplicity over and over and helped our coaches do the same. So I'm a visual learner. Thanks for the shout out, Tiffany, on math. But listen, I'm a pretty simple guy. If I can't count it on one hand or if it's not on one page, it's probably something too intimidating for me to do. When someone said, Wayne, your first goal is to reach executive director, it completely freaked me out. Totally intimidated. Because executive director from the business world where I'm from, that sounds like it's only for a few. Executive director, the corner office, the executive leadership team. But I realized it's super simple. I would love for everybody to put a 5 in the chat. Could you do that for me? There should be 825 people putting 5 in the chat. And those of you on Facebook Live, we invite you to do the same in the comment section. Why? Because getting to executive director, you only need 5 points. It's a brilliant point. So I was like, okay, 5 points. I can certainly do that. So I'm going to actually shift my camera. Yes, I'm going all over the place here and look at you all from this camera. Hello, everybody. And now I'm at a weird angle here, right? So, but I wrote something on my whiteboard. ED is a good thing. Despite what your healthcare professional's telling you. We're just going to leave it at that. I need to move on before I get in trouble, right? But executive director is a good thing. Now, you may be wondering, Wayne, what are these little Play-Doh guys sitting here? And if those of you have seen this, you're like, here we go again. But the point is, I want to show you how simple it is to get to executive director. So not only can you get there, but here's what's super cool if you've been coaching a while. Once you get there, if you can simply break this down for your new coaches, the secret to this business is building executive director teams. That's really what this is. So, you know, we could say it another way is just helping every coach get to 5 points. So your goal is to take and it is to take this stack and to create a tower with 5 of these Play-Doh guys. Just create a tower of 5 of these. Now you may be, because each of these represent a point. In fact, you can mix and match and put it with some orange and blue, my 2 favorite colors, right? So you can create this blended pathway to get there. So you may be wondering, well, what do each of these points or Play-Doh represent? Well, there's 2 things that equal a point in this business. Number one, you get a point for every $1,200 in frontline qualifying volume. What does that mean? That's the volume being generated by your personal clients that you support. That's about 3 or 4 people. Kind of plus or minus, that depends on their order, on full order. So every 3 or 4 people, you get another point. So your first 1,200, hey, great, you've got a point. You're now, if you at least have 5 clients, senior coach. You add another 3 or 4 clients. Guess what? You get another point and you're getting, now your manager, add another 3 or 4 clients. Guess what? Another 12. So you're just stacking 1,200 points on top of each, 1,200 frontline volume on top of each other till you get to 5 of these. Now, you may be wondering, Wayne, what about these little blue guys out here? Well, here's the real cool thing that I'm sure we'll get into. And that is these also not only can represent $1,200 in frontline volume, but a point can represent a senior coach. So here's what's super cool. Somewhere along the way, as you're sponsoring clients, you're giving great client support, which, by the way, great client support does 3 things. It gets your clients to reorder. Hello. It gets them to refer people. Double hello. And most likely they're going to turn into coaches. Triple hello. So great client support to me is the foundational piece to do it. That will be something we'll talk about later, I'm sure. But along the way, you're sponsoring coaches and they decide to help at least 5 people. Well, guess what? Without adding any new clients, Optavia is going to reward you and say, hey, we want to give you another point for sponsoring a senior coach. And let's say you do that again. You've sponsored another senior coach. We call this a blended pathway because we're blending the points together. But either way, however you stack it, just get to 5 points. Doesn't that make it super simple? Instead of executive director, I'm just getting to 5 points along the way. So I've got a couple slides I want to share with you about why it's important you get to executive director. One, you're maxing out the compensation plan, but also you're helping others do that. I want to show you the power of growth. If you can get in your mind as coaching to really create teams of executive directors, it will change everything about this business. You can have those experiences that Kevin talked about, right? You can be able to have this. And so I want to give you an opportunity on how to make real Play-Doh. Oh, come on, somebody. That's a pretty good pun out there. All right. So in 3 minutes left, let me share my screen And I'm going to show you exactly how this breaks down in a super simple way. So you can see on here that I've got several different columns that I want to put across the screen here and just show you exactly how these work. Let me change my camera again so I can see you all face to face here. All right, so I'm going to show you how this breaks. We've got points, qualifying volume. We've already talked about that. There is a support commission that you get weekly. You know, Optavia pays you weekly. Hello. And you get paid monthly. And then I'll show you what percentage of that. So let's say we start out as brand new clients. We're just sponsoring our first one or two or three clients out there. You're less than $1,200. You haven't earned a point yet, but Optavia is going to reward you for your amazing work. You're going to get 15% commission on those client orders, which is super cool. Now, let's say that you add 1 point. There's the little Play-Doh guy. You're a little bit above 1,200. You've earned a point. Not only do you get the 15%, but now for the first time, you're tapping into a monthly support bonus. So your total percentage you're going to get paid for that client order is 20%. This just continues to work up. I want you to see that support bonus and that final bonus on the far right start to change. So as you're adding points, till you get all the way to 5 points, that's executive director. Look what you've done. You have maxed out the amount of money you're going to get paid for that client order at 28%. Now, I want to stop and talk about this. The work that an executive director does for a client is probably less than a new coach. Let me say that again. Once you start building some skill sets, in other words, Courtney and I can support 50 coaches a lot easier than we supported our first five. We can support 50 clients a lot easier than we supported our first five because we're learning some skills and efficiencies. But it's also like, wait a minute, you mean I can almost double the amount of money I can make supporting the clients the same way? Why would you not want to get to 28%? And with the client support bonus plus that's in place, where you get an extra 3 or 5%, you can actually get to 33%. Every time a client places an order, you're getting well paid to support them. So, but you can't experience that full benefit unless you get there. I spent some early years of my life in the military, and I remember going through, we were deployed out in the field, and my platoon sergeant in front of me's plate had a whole lot more food on it than mine. And we were sitting down, and I was like, you know, Sergeant Baker, how in the world are you getting that food? He said, LT, you didn't ask for it. It was available for you, but you didn't take advantage of it. So when you come through the line, get everything you're authorized. Listen, if Optavia is going to pay me up to 33%, I'll take it. So that's a benefit from doing it moving forward. Also want to remind you, there's a consistency bonus that you get, $250, $500, and $1,000 every 3 months if you have a minimum of 2,000 in frontline qualifying volume. So there's just bonus after bonus that comes with being able to increase in the level of points. I want to share with you this last, maybe very eye-opening reason why getting to executive director is going to benefit you and others. I want you to look at this on the screen here. This is an actual coach that I know that in that month, that's not his annual, that is the monthly bonus that this coach received, almost $140,000 a month, right? For some of you, you're thinking that's extremely impossible to get to, but I want to break down and show you the power of executive director. You'll notice right there that their client support bonus, now when I say only, $2,000 was a game changer for me and Courtney, but I want you to see $2,000 was from their client support bonus, the previous slide I just showed you. And you're thinking, well, that's kind of what I'm doing. That's great money, but I don't know if that's world-changing money like what I see in green up at the top of the screen. So where did the difference come in? Well, if you'll look here, that the greatest percentage of that person's income that month came from an executive director generation bonus. You know what that means? They're helping their coaches stack 5 Play-Dohs together. That's all they're doing. They're sponsoring coaches and helping them go to 5 points. So group, I want to let you know, Optavia generously rewards not only you getting to 5 points, but when you get that, this is pretty simple to do and help your coaches see it, how simple it is to do. It takes work, business building activities, but it's not a hard process. It's a simple process to get there if you're consistent. But that's the power of helping your coaches get to 5 points. So there's a lot more to unpack in the compensation plan. Tiffany and I were laughing right before we came on. We're like, I don't know where all this money is coming from. It just comes into our account But that is the cool thing along with this. So Tiffany, thanks for letting me share. And if we keep it simple, then the business building activities are going to be simple for us to do as well. Back to you.
Thank you so, so much, Wayne. First of all, I need you to come and teach my children about life using Play-Doh. I've got to figure out how to do that, y'all. I love it. Wayne, it's so much fun. And I know, first of all, let me get y'all's attention back, okay? Because I know right now your mouths are wide open because I saw the chat. And everybody's like, oh, what? How did they do that? Asking all the questions. Calm down. Let's come back to earth. But hopefully that inspired you to what's possible. Now, can we guarantee any of you that? No. I'm going to say that real loud. There's no guarantees in Optavia, but that is real income. And there are several coaches that is real income. And I will read this. That income testimonial is not a representative of the average earning that coaches achieve with Optavia. Only a very small number of coaches will achieve income that is within the range of that testimonial. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results only from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, leadership, and grit. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual coach earnings. And I know someone will put it in the chat for me, probably Josh, because he always does. But that is a real income. And that is through what Wayne just taught, going executive director yourself, and then raising up executive directors within your team. Y'all, it's that simple. It's wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, and repeat. And you do it over and over and over again. And what's incredible about that coach's check that you just saw is, do you know what that represents? As an organization, a team, probably hundreds of thousands of clients' lives changed through all the coaches that are on that team. And then how many executive directors there is in that? Lives radically changed. Guys, I don't know about you, but when I earned executive director, that was life-changing for me and my family. And like life-changing. And I know some of you may see who I am today, especially newer coaches that don't know me, and you may not know where I am now. But when I made executive director, our family was on food stamps. Myself and my husband, both working 3 full-time jobs each in ministry with twin 3-year-olds at the time and a special needs daughter that required 24-hour care around the clock. And that income changed my life. It meant that I could breathe again. It meant that I could pay my water bill and not stress anymore. It meant that I could feed my family. There was so much that came with that. And that's what we get to do. We get to help other people do that. And maybe that's not your story. Maybe you're not in a place that $2,000 is going to radically change your life. That's the average at executive director. But for a lot of people, especially in this world, that can radically change their life. And so I want to encourage you, not only for those of you who are newer that are working to get to that, for the rest of you, how many people in your life can you bring into Optavia that could radically change their family? Because so many of them in this economy need the gift of Optavia. And I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful I'm not selling lipstick to people right now, okay? Like those little people selling lipstick, they're not crying like Kevin is. They're not having lives changed the way we are, right? What's beautiful about Optavia is that to make an income, you have to make an impact. There is no one in Optavia successful financially that hasn't impacted tons and tons of lives. And I don't mean just little impacts. This is life-altering change in their health. This is generational curses broken, right? When my health coach invited me in to become a client, she had no idea, I'm sure, that not only was she about to change my future and my health, but she was going to change my 3-year-old twins' future in their health, who now eat healthy, who walk on a treadmill with me every day for an hour, who love healthy food. They don't even know what Taco Bell is, all those things, because she changed my life. And because of that, generations will be changed through health. So that's what's beautiful about earning income is lives are radically changed in this. And then for those of you who are good people, because you know, good people with money do great things, right? Here's what I remember Dan saying this one time on a Zoom with one of my coaches who was really struggling with the financial aspect, because especially some of y'all in the church, we had some issues with being successful because we was taught success wasn't good for us. But we're going to break all those chains. But here's what Dan said. It was so powerful and it's so true. When you make an income or when you make an impact, Optavia pays you an income. And if you're a good person, guess what you do? You take that income and you make more of an impact. And for the people in OptaVia who have been highly successful, oh, the impact. We could be on here for hours talking about what all those successful people have gotten to do with their income, but we don't have time for that today. But here's where you're going to listen up, because we're about to get into the nitty gritty. And I will tell you what you're about to hear is the most, and I believe this, the most important step, not just for long-term coaches, but for every brand new coach. In fact, if you're a new coach with me, you know, this is the first thing I teach you to do. And I will tell you 8 years later, I still do it. Here's my new hundreds list for December, or whatever month we're in, January. I got several pages of these lists in here. So I'll tell you, this is how I was successful. I've created list after list after list in this business, month over month over month. And that turns into lives radically changed. So this is the thing. Most people miss this. They miss these mundane things. So I want you to listen really well, because this girl is the queen of this. Allie, will you come share with us?
Yes, absolutely. So I am actually going to jump right in and share my screen. I have quite a bit to share with you guys. So we're going to just jump right in. So today I'm going to be sharing my system for creating and working my lists. I think this is, you know, really easy to overthink or get overwhelmed with and just kind of abandon ship. But like you've heard many times from your mentors and in these trainings, conversations and building relationships are at the heart of this business and is what's ultimately going to move the needle. So it's really important to develop a good flow so it doesn't feel totally random and inefficient. So the things that I'm going to cover today, four different things. First, I'm going to talk about the three lists that I use every single day. Then I'm going to go through creating specifically your 100s list, like Tiffany just mentioned. Then we're going to go through how to work those lists. And then I have some quick tips at the end just to make that work time really efficient. So I'm going to start by saying that I work from three lists every single day. So I have my 100s list, my follow-up list, and my past clients list. Same exact process, and I use the same exact document too, like the one Tiffany held up, but these are different groups of people that I'm making a point to connect with every day. So we'll first go through the follow-up list. So this follow-up list is anyone who's reached out about program or who you've done a health assessment or coach explore with. You don't need to create new follow-up lists. You just keep adding to it as more people reach out and as you do more health assessments and coach explore. So this is a growing list. Then we have the past clients list, which is pretty straightforward, but this is just those who have canceled their membership and are no longer clients. It's important to keep those relationships going so they know that they are loved and supported, even though they are no longer a client. You never know who's going to need this in the future and come back around. That happens all the time. Then we have the 100s list. So this 100s list includes people who you haven't connected with in a long time or ever. I like to think of this as bringing new people into my world. So not having conversations with the same people over and over and over. We need to be continuously creating fresh lists of new people to connect with. So I actually create my next 100s list as I'm working through my current one. So I have my completed hundreds list that I work through every morning, starting conversations, which we'll go through that more in a minute. And then I have a blank 100s list so I can add people to it as I go. So who goes on this 100s list? So I'll first say the people who do not go on this 100s list, people you communicate with regularly, people you've done health assessments with, people you've talked to about program, past clients, or people you've started a conversation with in the last few months. There are always going to be people that are on our heart that we that are close to us, that we talk to a lot. Those people are always going to be front of mind for us. But this hundreds list really want to focus on new lines of communication and new relationships. So the people that do go on this list, people on your heart, old friends or acquaintances, recently added friends, birthdays, likes on posts, story viewers, Facebook friends list A to Z. Those are just some ideas of those people. It's the ones you haven't communicated with in a long time or ever. So hopefully that helps kind of, organize in your head, like who goes on that list. So let me give you an example of what this looks like in action. So every morning during my conversations block, some people call this a container, but this is the block of time I focus on starting conversations. I always start with birthdays. For me, this is just the easiest way to transition to it. Doesn't take a whole lot of brain power. So I take a look at the birthdays from yesterday and I wish them happy belated birthday in Messenger. Now, if I realize when I message them that I haven't connected with them since last year on their birthday, then I add them to my next 100s list. And here's a tip that's really helped me get into some health conversations. If they react or respond to that birthday message, ask them about their goals for the next year. You will be surprised at how many people have health, fitness, you know, losing weight. They have those sort of goals. So that automatically allows you to go right into those conversations. So after I do birthdays, I move on to recently added friends. So I send about 10 to 20 friend requests a day. So I have a good number of people that I can go say hi to every morning. So I just pick up where I left off the day before. I add all of them to my next 100s list and then send just a general hello message. For me, it's nothing personalized at this point because I just want to get the message out there without overthinking it. But because I've added them to my next 100s list, I know I'm going to work my way back around and engage in a more personalized conversation. So after birthdays and recently added friends, I move to my current 100s list. I start where I left off the day before, just go in order, don't jump around. So that next name on your list, go to their profile, check their stories and their recent posts, like two of them, comment on one, and then send a message that ends with a question. So they're more likely to respond to you. So here's an example. So let's say they recently posted about going to Disney on Ice with their family. I would like the post, then go into Messenger and say, hey, I see that you went to Disney on Ice last night. I've been wanting to take the kids to it again now that they're a little bit older. We actually went right before COVID, so they were pretty little. How did your kiddos like it? What characters were they most excited to see? Okay, so just a genuine personalized message about something they posted. This is not health related at this point. So when I'm done with those, I move to my follow-up list. Again, start where I left off the day before, same approach as the 100s list. And I want to emphasize, this is indirect follow-up. So I'm not specifically reaching back out about health or program. This is simply relationship building with these people. For direct follow-up, check out Annie Ballman's amazing video on the 222 approach. It's awesome. You'll get everything you need for a following up about program. So when I'm done with those, I move to my past clients list. So again, start where I left off the day before, same approach as the other two lists. Go to their profile, check their recent posts, like two, comment on one, send a message about that post ending with a question. Then for the likes and comments. So for health related posts, I start conversations with the likes and the comments. For any other posts that I do, like engagement, inspiration, just posts about life, I start conversations with just the comments, but I do reciprocate the likes. So that just means I go to their profile and like a recent post of theirs. Okay, and this kind of gets some traction, gets the algorithm going, I think. I don't know. I notice a lot more engagement when I do that. So I do, like I said, on health-related posts, I do start conversations with the likes and the comments. And I don't have time to give examples of all the different ways I start conversations with the likes and comments on health posts, but I will give two examples that have given me some good results. So if I have a post that I did about my transformation or my health journey, this is an example of what I might send in Messenger. Hey, Sarah, just wanted to say thank you for the Love on My Health Journey update yesterday. I really appreciate the support. Are you on a health journey of your own? So this is a totally normal way to just get that conversation going and see if they are on a health journey because they just supported mine. So they're clearly paying attention. They're supporting me. So it totally makes sense to be able to direct that right away saying, are you on a health journey of your own? And then another one is for recipes, and specifically the ones where people comment and ask me for the recipe. I first send that recipe in Messenger, and then I immediately send this follow-up message. There's the recipe you asked for. Let me know if you end up trying it. Do you have any specific health goals you're working on or just wanting some healthier options? Okay. I used to just stop after, let me know if you try it. And I realized I was missing out on just finding out why they're asking me for that healthy recipe. So I end it now with, do you have any specific health goals you're working on or just wanting some healthier options? Okay. And then the last thing I do in my conversations block is a story blitz. So this is simply going to your homepage and scrolling through the stories up at the top. Don't waste your time on clients and coaches. Find new people, comment on their story, and that will go straight to Messenger. So it's a really easy way to start a lot of conversations in a short period of time. So I have this made into a nice little printable that I will put in the bootcamp group for you. So it goes through these 7 steps. Now, this doesn't have to be done all in one chunk of time. You break this up however it works for your schedule, but it always just helps me even to this day to have a visual next to me. So I don't have to overthink what's next. I can just look and go to the next thing. So I will post that in the group. So last, I just have 3 quick tips to help make this all run smoothly. So tip number one, when you're in your conversations block, be sure that you're not responding to the people who are replying back to you. This container of time is just for starting conversations because it can lead down a rabbit hole if someone responds back and then you spend that whole time just talking to one person. So this leads me to my next tip, which is archive the messages that you need to respond back to so they don't get lost in your inbox. And so it doesn't get overwhelming seeing all of those bolded messages every time you open Messenger. So in addition to your main inbox, there's also an archive folder. If you go to the upper left corner of Messenger, you'll see 3 horizontal lines. Click those, and then you'll see the purple archive folder. I'd recommend clearing that out first. So everything that goes in there moving forward is messages that need responding to. So to archive a message, you just slide it to the left and click the purple archive button. And then this leads to my last tip. Put a follow-up block in your schedule every single day. So you have a designated time to respond to all of those messages in your archive. If you have time throughout the day to respond, great. But if not, you know that the block is there. So you'll get to them at some point and they won't be forgotten about. So that is all I have. I hope that was helpful for you guys.
Woo! Allie. We just wish you'd do a little bit better next time. Maybe put a little more time into preparation and presentation. That's amazing. Wow.
This is why we love teachers, right?
Okay, so here's the deal. A bunch of you are trying to figure it all out and ask all questions and do all that in the chat. I'm sure we'll probably break this up into a separate training, and I'm sure Allie won't mind going in if you have questions in the comments of that training and just kind of answering some things if you have questions. Here's what I would recommend. If you want to implement this, watch. You're going to just need to watch it over and over. Your notes probably won't work unless you're a really good note keeper or note taker. So just kind of play through the video a few times, put it together. Don't get overwhelmed by it. And the other thing is this. I know different organizations have different systems, and you're like, I thought this person went on my hunters list and I do this. And the point is this, the reason Allie McCabe has an incredible business is because she has incredible mentors. No, I'm just kidding. The reason Allie McCabe has an incredible business, that too, is because she starts conversations every day. She happens to do it in a very organized fashion, easy. And I was telling Megan when she was talking, I'm like, the reason she has all this down, like even down to who goes on your hundreds list and who doesn't, is because over the years, she's asked all those questions when she didn't understand. So I remember her texting saying, hey, I'm trying to understand the hundreds list. Does this person go on my list or does that go on? So ask questions if you're not sure about things. Okay. We know that we're not going to be able to train you in depth on anything in boot camp. This is supposed to be a springboard for you to dive deeper into one or more of these areas, if that makes sense. So, but the point is, my system looked very different than Allie's. Okay. Some of you got napkins and names, and but I start conversations every day. That is the point. So whatever system is going to work for you, this one happens to be an amazing one, but that's the point, is implement that.
Yep. And the key, and you know, we always talk about this, but success leaves clues. So when we're choosing people who we want to help share, it's because a lot of them have found things that are working. Yep. And you know what? Our personalities are all different. You know, I'm a bit more of a free spirit. I have to work pretty hard to get some things organized. So if I can have somebody like Allie who thinks like that and has that gift, then I'm going to steal some of her tips, her organization, her system. But the biggest key is this: it's consistency.
Yep.
It's commitment. We always say this, like if people have the belief and the work ethic, then the how-to isn't really that hard. So can I just encourage you, some of us who are classic overthinkers in here right now, you're going to be tempted to want to spend the next week getting ready to get ready to get ready to use your new system. Yep. That's not going to be helpful. Yep. Okay. What's helpful is committing every day to those containers that you have placed in your schedule to show up for those and to work. Okay. So, all right. I'm really excited to bring on our next guest. I personally noticed even last week, I said to Dan, I was like, hey, this girl is really crushing it. I'm loving the way she's showing up on social media. I can tell that she is working hard, that she's consistent, she's passionate. And so I wanted Tara Hurst to come on here, and I'm just going to kind of interview her just a little bit, because how many of us have learned in this business, or maybe we're starting to figure out that it's important if we're having these conversations. The power in these conversations is that we're not relying on any algorithm. We're not trying to figure the algorithm out. We're literally starting conversations. And in doing that, it brings people back to our page. So
you need to say that again, because a lot of people don't get that.
Yeah. I hear a lot of people, they're trying to like watch all the trainings and go to the experts who can figure out the algorithm, and it doesn't matter. What matters is, in case you haven't noticed this yet, okay, is when you start interacting with people and engaging with them, all of a sudden they start interacting with you, because Facebook is actually, you know, or Instagram or whatever, it's showing them your stuff. Okay. So you can't wait around and hope people see your posts. That's not how you build this business, or you can just be patient for the next 5 years. Okay. My point is, if you want to have people see the stuff that you're posting, you got to be starting these conversations, and don't do all the work of having these conversations and then bring them to your page, and it's not clear who you are, what you're doing, or how you can help them. Because can I just say, as soon as a coach reaches out and says, hey, I'm feeling stuck. This isn't working for me. I'm not bringing in any clients. The first thing I do is I go look at their page and I look for evidence. Is it clear that you're a health coach? Is it clear how you help people? Is it clear, you know, the things that you offer? Are you showing results? All these things, right? So we're going to talk about this real quick. But Tara, why don't you come off mute? I don't know if you can spotlight us both or something, but Tara, we've talked about this whole idea of, and I hopefully she can unmute and all that, but.
Yeah, give me a second.
I'm good. Perfect.
Okay, perfect. All right. So Tara, we talked yesterday, even you and I sat together for a little bit. We talked about the importance of living out loud, branding yourself as a health coach. So just share a little bit of your heart and your passion for like why you're doing this, how you're doing this, a couple of tips, because I think it's so clear when I go on your page and I see how people are engaging with you and getting to know you. So what are some of the things that you think about or commit to every day?
Well, every single day I commit to really just allowing people to get to know me, because I mean, no one's buying Optavia. They're buying me. They're buying you. They're buying every single one of us on there. Well, what is going to set us apart from somebody else? I mean, there's a million people out there doing the same thing that we're doing. So what is it that's going to build the trust? What is it that is going to get them to actually, when it's time, reach out? And so it's because I allow them in my inner circle. You know, I share my successes, but I also share my failures. I let them know, you know, all about what I love, because if, you know, if they're allowed to understand that part of me, well, then whenever we get down into the trenches, they're going to understand that they know my heart already. They know what I'm passionate about. So they also know that they can trust me with their heart and what they're passionate about, and that's getting them healthy.
I love that. And I often say that we connect with people through our vulnerability, through our humanness, right? But we lead them through our strength. So I love that. Now, we talked yesterday. Can you share the advice that you gave me when you were talking about finding like four things that you're all about and kind of rotating some of those themes?
Yeah. So basically, what I set out to do is say four or five things. So what makes Tara, Tara? Okay. So if I send out, you can send all these friend requests out. That's fine and good. You're going to get about two swipes when these people come to your page and they're like, who is she? What is she all about? And do I really want that in my life? Well, for me personally, they're going to see my dog and they're going to see, you know, that I work out, or they're going to see food or whatever. And I'm pretty vanilla. Well, sometimes I get a little ornery. And that's okay though, because they get to see that and I promise they'll leave my page with a little chuckle. And so that's really, I mean, they're like, oh, well, okay, cool. I could use a little of that in my life. And so that's the thing, is I allow them that opportunity. I even found a pretty darn good schedule of posting. Now, remember, the biggest thing that I want you guys to take away from this is don't compare your chapter 5 to my chapter 52, because I've been doing this for 4 years. Now, Allie, thank you so much. I have not been doing it like you do it. I'm kind of a free-spirited hot mess recently. I'm in the work of getting better myself. Although what I do is I'm on a rhythm. I figure that I can reach different people at different times throughout the day. So I'm super strategic about that. In the mornings, usually 7 to 9, it's going to be my motivation, inspiration. Okay. People are just getting up. They're dreading going to their jobs. I'm going to give them something to look forward to. Lunch hour, they're going to get back on. So what am I going to give them? I'm giving them something about me, something, you know, one of those 4 to 5 things that is going to allow them to see what I'm up to, what I'm doing, what I love. Drive home. People have had a crap day. They could be sitting in traffic, all the things. I'm going to give them something funny or an interactive, give them something to, you know, look forward to do or whatever. And then in the evening, I don't really ever post after 8, but somewhere between 7 and 8, I'm going to solve a problem. If they were to go on Google and, you know, what can I offer them? What am I able to provide for them? And so I kind of get in that rhythm. It doesn't mean that it's exact all the time, but those are the points that I'm going to hit every day to allow them to get to know what, you know, when they are ready, what I can give them.
Yeah. Now I know some people hear that and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling to get one post in a day. So I love that you said we're not in comparison. And I love that we get to see a personality like Allie's and then a personality like yours, because we're all showing up. We're going to do, action can be messy, but it really should be. So what are kind of your daily commitments and how are you super passionate about branding yourself like that?
So you probably don't even know this story, but on the way home from Awaken last year is when really all of this got rolling. And I was on a plane, we were sitting there, and that is when I had already dabbled my toes in getting out into networking, although I hadn't really branded myself. And so we launched an idea to do a book and all the things. Well, what comes with a book? You have to have headshots and you have to have all the things. And so as soon as we got back from Awaken, I went into this, okay, well, how do I brand myself? It's one thing to be like, Tara Optavia. It's a whole nother though, because we have tools to help so many people on so many different levels. Some people just need us to encourage them, and it may, quote unquote, trigger them to think of a diet or whatever, although they just want some encouragement in their lives. And that's how those relationships start. So what I did was really just started branding myself. I mean, obviously, how do you get people to know you, your eyes, your face, your voice, all those things? Well, I started really being strategic, and Canva became my best friend as far as making people see that I don't have to just grab that random quote and throw it out there. I could utilize things that I was doing, like pictures of me on a stage. Okay. So to me, that represented for them, they're like, oh, wow, she's up on a stage. And now I'm putting it with a quote that is connecting with them as well. So they're seeing me doing something, and then they're seeing the quote all together. So I just became very strategic with allowing them to get to know me and see themselves doing what I was doing.
Yep. I love that. And I love that people get the real version of you. It's not, some of us, we care a little bit about how much people think of us. And we've created this image that really doesn't relate to people, right? That's why you see in the chat, people like, keep it clean, Tara. You know, they're laughing there, you know?
I know. If I can make it through this without cussing, that is a huge win.
Keep it real, Tara. Come on. Let it rip.
No, but I will say one of the things that I see that Tara's doing is, and I know we're mostly talking about social media right now, but her commitment to starting conversations is online and it's in person. And so can you just talk for a second about that, how you put yourself in a few rooms and so how you leave those rooms in conversations with Facebook friends, adding those people?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have become really, really intentional. So like I said, last year, this big push was to, okay, well, Facebook's fine and dandy. Where do I go to meet more people? How do I put myself in bigger rooms and get around people that don't know me, you know, that aren't in my circle, they're not in my pond. And so I started just reaching out and I joined a church and joined church groups. And then I started dabbling into, visited like chambers and BNIs and all the things. I didn't have the commitment or the bandwidth to actually join them. So I became a professional sub. I let all the members know, hey, if you can't be there because you have a commitment, I'll fill in for you. And so I started really just putting myself in these places. Here's the beautiful thing. You become a professional sub. They just hand you everybody's contact information, cell phone numbers, emails. Hi, friends. Guess who's going to follow up with you in a few days? It was great to meet you. So anyway, you get the opportunity to give up and give a 30-second popcorn introduction of yourself and what do you do and all the things. And so, I mean, they are basically hand feeding you people. Well, like, so this week I had the opportunity to, so after I started attending these meetings, well, guess what? I just kept putting myself in the room. They actually asked me to speak. So I spoke this week at one of the events. Well, that day I came home with 8 new Facebook friends, so many relationships were built that day just because I got out of my own way, made a decision to put myself in that room that ultimately led to me being able to, you know, share my story, share my passion, share my heart. So yeah, I mean, I would highly encourage you guys, as scary as it may be, to put yourself in those rooms, because the story you make up in your head, it's not real. It's not realistic. The monsters aren't going to come and get you. No one's going to treat you unfairly. Everyone's actually going to welcome you with open arms. And you'll leave there so damn excited, because even if you just get one new contact, that's one new person. I'm also, though, like, I've pulled probably 8 people this week just off of Facebook pages. Random. I had 3 people message me. I woke up this morning to 3 messages of people wanting me to reach out to them, sending me cell numbers. These are complete strangers. And it's just because, you know, be bold. There's nothing that's going to, you know, the thing of it is, when you're living in the what ifs, what if this goes wrong? What if this happens? What if it goes right? So just be bold, just do it, have the conversations, and the seeds will, like this morning I woke up and sent the Synergy group my text, and I was like, hey, my seeds are starting to sprout. So it's nice. You just have to stay in it on the hard days. Do it messy, just show up.
I love that, Tara. Thank you so much. Yeah. And what I love is, you know, and Tiffany, I talked about it, Dave and Chantel and I talked about it, because like you earned your 5% bonus in the first week of January, right? Your consistency, your boldness, your grit, your work ethic, but also your authenticity and like you just being you and starting those conversations every day, online, in person, in your hundreds list, in groups, you're utilizing all the things. So congrats. Thank you for those tips. Thank you for your passion and
thank
for
you. Being you. And I just want to say really quickly, like I didn't always show up this way. So I don't want you guys to think that, oh my gosh, I don't have it figured out. How is, you know, I'm not able to do all those conversations. You know, you have to crawl before you walk, walk before you run, and then you run before you fly. And so really just get confident in having a couple a day. And when you lock that in, then just figure out in your schedule, when do I have more, you know, more time to have more conversations. The more you do it, you'll get more comfortable. And then it just becomes second nature.
Yeah, I love that. And so, Tara and I talked about this yesterday, but one of the reasons, you know, she had a business when she started and she realized, hey, I can't pull any levers in my current business to make more money, to reach more goals, to do more things. But she started to realize as she put more container blocks in, more conversations, more groups, more action allowed that lever to be pulled in this business like you can't do in others. So congrats, Tara, on what you're doing. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, and can you remove that? Sorry, my first time on Zoom. All right. Good stuff. Hey, let me, I know a bunch of you were saying, what's a BNI group, all that. The point is not the BNI groups. It is a group of people getting in rooms. There are a million different types of rooms. There's not one, golden ticket that's going to build your business. The point is that Tara stopped hesitating and overthinking, and she just started doing. And that's where your competence is going to come from, and your competence is going to increase your confidence. So you got to just do the dang thing. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to close with this now. A powerful, powerful tool. If you're one of those people that's saying, where do I find clients? I can't, where do I meet new people to talk to? Like, I can't make another hundreds list. I don't know enough people. There are about 2 billion people in Facebook groups, like literally, or something like that. Maybe it's 200 million. I don't know. It's a lot. It's like the size of this country in Facebook groups. Okay. And so that's why I just truly believe anybody, and how do you do it? You just start doing it. If you learn how to get in groups of things that you enjoy and be authentically you and build relationships and meet people, not get in a group, put your before and after, blow up, get kicked out, and then go find another group. That's not, quit thinking billboards and start thinking relationships. Okay. So you can go, there's, millions of rooms that you can put yourself in online. I don't think it should be only online. It should be like Tara's doing, get out there and, shake hands and kiss babies or kiss hands and shake babies. No, that's probably not right. Okay. But so somebody who is an absolute Wayne just shakes his head. I know, man. I know. It goes through my head and my filter. Okay. All right. Somebody who's amazing at these groups. There's a bunch of people that do it really well. But when I heard how many people this next speaker has brought on through groups, new clients, it's in the hundreds, folks. It's in the hundreds. Okay. He started with, I think, 40 or 400 friends and now has over 4,000, most of them from people he met in groups. Now, I'm telling you that so that you will listen for the next few minutes. And remember, you're not going to get trained in depth on how to do it. But if you are looking for a place to meet people, this should hopefully spark some interest so that you start going down this path. Mm. Nobody on here should ever, ever, ever be able to say, I don't know where to meet new people. I can't find new people. What rooms do I get in? They're laid out there for you. So Fred and Delara, will you please come on and show us how it's done, my brother?
Will do, brother. Thanks, Dan and Megan. I appreciate the opportunity to be on Unstoppable Bootcamp today. It's amazing how this has all turned into what it's turned into. So, we've been independent coaches now, Optavia coaches now for a little bit over 5 years. And I just wanted to share a little bit about one of my favorite ways to start conversations and make friends. And as Dan mentioned, Facebook groups. So put a one in the chat if you're already actively using Facebook groups. Congrats to all of you that are already using them. They're an amazing tool. But if you're not, as Dan mentioned, you're missing out on a great opportunity. We talk about fishing in other ponds, and this is probably, it is absolutely the biggest single activity I've used to add friends and, help others and build my business. Here's a kind of a cool example, because Dan mentioned, and I think Megan did too, is, you shouldn't do everything on social media, but here's a cool example. The week after Awaken, in March, Lorraine and I will be driving over to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee to attend a 3-day Corvette event, staying with friends that I met through Facebook groups. Okay. So in fact, 3 out of the 6 people that we're going to be staying with are currently on program, and one of them is even a coach. So, that's the power of Facebook groups and making authentic connections. And I'll come back to that a little bit later. But, I'm going to give you some statistics that Dan kind of touched on. There's actually over 10 million Facebook groups with over 1.8 billion people using them each month. That's insane. When I started coaching almost 5 years ago, actually, I think it's a little over 5 years now, I only had a few hundred friends on Facebook. And I, you know, we didn't have a lot of the amazing tools that you maybe hear out there now, Fast Track to Freedom and Stairway to ED and things like that. So I asked my coach, the amazing Tim Roller, if any of you know him, what should I do to reach out to people? And he said, you know, what are your passions? You know, something that you love talking about. Well, I said, you know, at the time I loved cars and hunting. And if you follow me, you kind of know that. Okay. You see that all over my page, as well as health and other things that I love to doing. I even love pickleball, which again, you'll see that on my page. So what I did is I just joined a few groups on those things. And over the five, you know, plus years, I've added thousands of Facebook friends from those groups. And many of them have become good friends. They've joined program and our coaches and my organization. And, you know, I will tell you this, because it's a tight knit group. You know, once they trust you, and I'll talk a little bit about that, I have gotten so many referrals. People that didn't even get on program have referred me because I'm the health guy. Okay, so it's pretty awesome. And it's been simple and fun. And so I'm going to just talk about, you know, five strategies that I've used. And, you know, I'm kind of a fast talker. So if you don't get it all, I'll put it in the Facebook group too afterwards. Okay, so number one, you know, how do I find the right groups? You know, start with 2 to 3 groups that you have a genuine interest or expertise in. Okay. Because if you get in there and you're a poser, man, they find you out real quick. Okay. So don't do that. you would be surprised. You know, like I said, what's out there, you name it. I mean, anything you can think of, there's a group or multiple groups for it. Just go to the menu tab and click on groups on Facebook, and you can choose the For You tab. So Facebook will actually make recommendations based on your posts that you post on your own timeline. How cool is that? Or click on the search tab and put in your interests. For instance, I'm big into Corvettes, kind of mentioned that earlier. So I searched and I found several groups to join. And here's like a little pro tip that I've learned over time now, is I recommend working with larger groups. 15,000 or more, and it'll show that when you're looking at those groups, okay? And then also work with groups that are active, okay? So it's no good if they're, you know, nobody's like working the group, right? So, and they'll tell you again how many posts a day they do. So I kind of look for, you know, at least 10 plus posts a day, because those are very active groups. There's a lot of participation, and over time, you can add more groups, but start small. This way you can get a feel for it and, you know, really become active on those groups and stuff like that. And I'm active, I think, right now, and I don't know, somewhere between 15 and 30. And don't let that overwhelm you, because I'm not on every one of them every day, okay? And I'll explain later how I organize that. And, you know, next, number two is, you know, how do you interact in those groups to meet people? And, you know, it's easy. Actively participate. Okay. And what I mean by that is when I join a new group, I'll actually go in and introduce myself when I join, and I'll share a picture of either, you know, myself with my car, my wife, and I'll just, you know, tell them a little bit about myself. And people love that, you know, because they want to share about who they are. Because I'll even end it with a question, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself and share a picture. And then what I'll also do is, you know, at the beginning, I'll comment on other posts, but, you know, even more importantly, once you get into those groups, get active. And what I mean by that is post your own content. And, you know, I don't mean transformation pictures, you know, nothing shirtless, like, you know, maybe Dan would do or something like that, but just kidding, Dan. But no, just don't post anything about health on a page that's not health related. You know, stuff that's group specific. Again, for me, Corvettes, I post pictures of my car or a show that I attended, or I'll even ask a question in the group about, you know, what kind of oil do you use? I know it sounds boring for some of you guys, but you know, our car guys, we like talk, or and gals, we like talking about stuff like that. So actively participating in those groups, it builds rapport and trust. Okay. And then another, you know, kind of tip that I've learned over time is most of those Facebook groups will give you the boot. Okay. If you try to sell or promote something that is not group specific. So don't do it. You really don't need to. Okay. Plus it, you know, let's just face it, it turns people off, you know, just interact on, you know, yours or other posts and comment back, you know, to those people. Be authentic and just, you know, take a genuine interest in what they're, you know, what's going on. So number three, how to develop relationships with those people, you know, in the groups. You know, here's something that's been super important and that's worked for me is work your posts in there. Okay, so no different than what you would do on your own posts on your page. People took the time to share a picture or a comment back to you. So you owe it to each one of them a response. And sometimes that can take days, which is awesome, right? Because it keeps the post active on that group. So if the comments go more than one or two replies, I take them into Messenger. Again, no different than what Ali even talked about, right? So send them a Facebook friend request, or I send them a Facebook friend request if we're not already friends, and you will be amazed at how many will just, you know, they'll just send you a friend request because, you know, they you kind of share common interests and stuff like that. So you're probably asking yourself, well, how do those relationships lead to clients? Okay. They do. So those strategies over time, and I'm going to tell you time because you're going to build trust with these people because most of them, either you don't know directly, you may never even meet them. Okay. But be patient and nurturing. You know, many of these folks are brand new to you, but once they are your friend, that's when kind of like the real magic starts to happen. You know, once they're a friend, I comment on their Facebook pages and I engage like we're taught with the other conversations again, as you know, you've learned over time here. And over time, those conversations will lead to them asking what you do for a living, or better yet, you know, what's that health thing all about? Okay. That's happened me countless times. So I'm going to wrap this up with, you know, kind of how I organize and track it for myself. Because again, I'm in multiple groups now. I have a truck, so I get in truck groups, my Corvettes, hunting, I mean, pickleball, I mean, you name it. I'm in a bunch of groups. So what I do is I post every morning on 1 to 3 group pages. Okay. I couldn't handle, you know, posting in 10 groups. Okay. I mean, it'd be insane. Right. But what I try to do is I rotate the groups. So I post in different groups every day to generate multiple conversations and connections. So, you know, maybe today, well, this morning, actually, I'll tell you, this morning I did 3 or 4 posts in Corvette groups. And tomorrow I may do stuff in my pickup truck groups. Okay. So I just kind of rotate it around and stuff like that. And then what I'll do is, you know, these buckets or again, things that Ali talked about is I'll spend usually 15 minutes 3 times a day throughout the day to respond to comments, send out friend requests, go to Messenger, things like that. And, you know, that'll help me, you know, make more connections. So, you know, it's interesting. I saw a quote today while I was working out before this training so I can get all fired up. And it said, the world is changed by your example, not your opinion. And that just kind of, that struck me very powerfully because you have to get into these groups and share. So I would just, you know, finish it out here by saying, you know, be brave, live outside your comfort zone until that becomes, you know, your new comfort zone, and then do it again and again and just have fun and be authentic. Thanks again for letting me share.
Oh my gosh, Fred, that's amazing. The whole time I'm sitting here smiling at you because here, everyone, I have a feeling everybody who's like, I just want to be Fred's friend. And that's what makes him attractional in these groups because he's a caring human being. It's very obvious, right? He's not in there to sell them anything. Like he's in there to add value and, you know, just be kind and caring. And through that, that's what people relate to. They're going to come and choose you as their health coach because you care, you add value, you listen. One thing I would encourage you to, and I know he said this, is ask questions in the group, y'all. People love to give their opinion. Even if you know, now don't ask dumb stuff, but seriously, like people love to give their opinion and you'll get 18 million opinions just by asking questions. And what's really neat about groups, because I'll tell you, Fred, I have been working groups lately myself because I have went through my sphere over 8 years and I'm adding people. And what we want you to know about this is it's both, okay? It's not, you know, only Facebook or only in person. It truly is both. And one thing I've been fighting for in this season, and I want to encourage you to do this, is when you're in public, look up from your phone and take advantage of every situation you're in. So a lot of people will say, well, I don't go anywhere to meet people. And they're like, well, I got to get in a new, I don't know, Bible study group, or I need to get in, you know, whatever to meet people. And I'm like, okay, it's great to get yourself in new groups for sure, but take advantage of where you are. A lot of you go to the coffee shop every day. A lot of you go to your kids' school and pick them up every day. A lot of you are at a doctor or a dentist or at work. You're in places to meet people. And one thing we encourage when our coaches fill out their map is we ask them, how many live human beings are you going to add to Facebook this month? And I want you to write it on your map. So it makes you way more intentional when you go out because you have a goal, right? And you're adding value in those people's lives. But then with these Facebook groups, this is a way you're opening up yourself to a whole world of people you would otherwise not have. And what's so neat about Facebook groups that I find, it's you have a trust factor with those people way faster than when you add a random friend of a friend and you're like, hey, I saw you came across people I may know and you're friends with Joe. How do you know Joe? Now, some people, it's fine. It works. But some people are way more skeptical today. So it may take you longer to build that trust. But when you're in a group about something you love, guess what? You immediately have a trust factor. So I work, like right now, I'm working twin mom groups. Hello, I have a trust factor with these mamas because they know what life is like. I'm in special needs moms group with kids with cerebral palsy, like my daughter. I'm in my Orange Theory Facebook group, the really big ones. I'm in Disney groups because I'm a huge Disney nerd. I can add value to anybody in there. And guess what? I have an immediate connection to these people. And so they're going to trust me faster, right? And work that group, not only ask questions, but add value, then friend request these people. And again, it's an immediate trust factor. And it will help you faster to turn these people into clients. And again, some people are like, well, I don't want to be like, I feel like I'm targeting these people. Like, cause I get that all the time. I don't want to target them. Listen, you know what I'm targeting? I'm targeting life change. I'm targeting generational curses broken. I'm targeting weight loss, healthy habits, changing their life, making them a coach. I'm going to give them freedom and all kinds of things. Right? That's what I'm targeting. And here's the deal. Some of you are like, well, I wouldn't normally do that. Y'all, we should be doing this as human beings, being caring and changing lives and adding value. When I have a cerebral palsy mom who's struggling with finding her kid PT, what an amazing human that I'm in there trying to help her, right? She's desperate for help and I get to do that. Even some of y'all are like, yeah, but you're in a Disney group. Listen, us Disney people, we love what we do and I wanna help add value. And here's what's neat, make coaching fun. And if you choose groups that you love, that you're passionate about, it's way easier to do the work when you're in there talking Disney, if you're a Disney nut, or way more easy to talk if you're like wanting to like, you know, call CPS on yourself because these kids are driving you crazy and you're in the twin mom group and they're giving you advice. It's easier to do the work when it's fun and it's actually helping you just in life in general. So Fred, that was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And we're going to close with this. Today was incredible. Thank you to every single speaker that brought value. I mean, you helped me in so many ways. Allie, best conversation training I've ever heard. Tara, incredible. I mean, just I can name you all. Y'all did so amazing. I learned so much myself. Here's your homework, okay? What do you need to focus on right now? Because all of you are in different places. Some of you are like, man, I really suck with structure and starting conversations. I'm running a synergy group right now, and so many people have been doing this forever. are like, oh my gosh, this is the first time I've been consistent with conversations in however long. Or, you know, some of you really need to get into some structure with that. Some of you need to actually create a hundreds or a heart list for the first time ever or in a very long time, right? Some of you need to be like Fred and you're like, okay, I'm consistent conversations, follow up, adding people. Maybe I need to start working some Facebook groups this week. What is it? I want you to put in the chat as we close. What is it for you that you need to commit to this week? Three conversations a day, Facebook groups, writing your hundreds list. And here's the thing. This is the last thing I want to encourage you. Don't make it so big that you are not going to stay consistent with it. Okay. The way you create a habit that's sustainable is making it small enough that you will do it on your worst day. Because I know sometimes we get off these trainings and you're like about to bust downhill with something, I don't even know, big old whatever, because you're ready to take over the world. It's great today. Tomorrow, you ain't going to want to do all that, okay? So you have to create a goal that you will, or a habit that you're going to do on your worst day. So tomorrow, one of our coaches, Ryan, I'm going to give you some props, Ryan. He was sicker than a freaking dog last week. And you know what? He's texting our in our synergy group. He's like, got up at 5. Got my conversations done because I can do it well, I can do it sick, but I'm going to get it done. That's consistency because he had a habit. And it's going to take y'all 66 days to create a habit, okay? And you want to make sure that, and Dr. A teaches this, if you break that habit for 3 days in a row, guess what? You start over. So make the goal, the habit, so small that even if you got COVID, you're going to get it done, okay? Right. So, but you have to do that. Set it small enough. I actually was watching a Habits of Health video today and the guy was talking about reading the Habits of Health book because I rewatch those Zooms all the time or the YouTube videos. And he said, you know what I teach my clients? I want them to read a page a day, but if they go to bed and they haven't even read a page, just open the book and shut it. And I thought that sounds so dumb, but you know what? Everybody will open a book and shut it. And you know what? Normally when you open the book, you feel like an idiot and can't go to read a page. So you just read the page and then you move on. So it's like, make your goal so small that you will do it every day. And guess what? On a good day, you'll go above that. So thank you to every speaker. It was an amazing, amazing Zoom today. Cannot wait to be with you next week. Watch the page. We'll add all the stuff from today in the Facebook page. And we will see you again next Saturday. Bye, y'all.